بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. الحمد لله. Today we are in our session number 10, 10th session, reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Book 1, Sheikh Dr. Faya Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And today, it is our intention to do lesson number 6. Ad-Darsu As-Sadisu. Lesson number 6. So, as I recall, last week, we, at the end of our session last week, I briefly went through the English key for lesson number 6, 5 points, and then we stopped at the vocabulary. We didn't look at the vocabulary last week. So today, inshallah, we want to begin by a review of lesson of the English key for lesson number 6, and then go through the vocabulary and proceed from there with what follows, that is the Arabic text for lesson number 6 on pages 33 to 35, and then the exercises, the next three exercises. Exercise number 1 on page 35, exercise number 2 on page 36, and exercise number 3 on page 37. So hopefully we'll be able to cover the Arabic text today and the first three exercises, and bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, in the next session. We hope to complete this lesson number 6 and take the next lesson, which is a very short lesson, number 7, and also complete that. So in the next session, we should be able to complete what remains from this lesson, whatever we don't complete today. And we're also going to take lesson number 7, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, which is a short lesson, so we should be able to complete it in one session. Okay. As I normally do at the beginning of each session, I want to encourage you, urge you in every way possible to please take seriously al-muraja'a, yani reviewing the lessons that we have completed previously. So as you look at the proposed schedule for each week, you'll see in the beginning, the first and maybe the first 2 days, Monday and Tuesday in this case, is review for the English key vocabulary and Arabic text for lessons 1, 2, 3, and 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, naam. And 5, yes, and lesson 5. So we should have reviewed the first three lessons, and that review, what I am suggesting is that you review the English key for the grammar, you review the vocabulary to make sure that you have learned all the words and that you refresh your memory so you don't forget them, and then review the Arabic text, which is the application of the new grammatical points and the new vocabulary in addition to what we have taken previously for that lesson. Okay, so today, inshallah, again, we're going to be taking lesson number 6. This is a new lesson, except that we did read the English key last week. We did read the English key at the end of the session. Maybe I might have gone a little quickly. So today, inshallah, we're going to review it. And hopefully, and you have already read it for homework and had a chance to look at it carefully. If anybody has any questions, please don't hesitate to write in the chat box or to send us an email. At the email address that we use for our assignments, for sending out assignments and information concerning the classes. So let's go to page 15 of the English key. Page 15 of the English key. Okay, this is lesson 6. There are 5 grammatical points. The first 3 being really critical, important points. And the next 2 are pretty much just the meaning and usage of 2 words, aydan and jiddan. But the first 3 points are important grammatical points that you need to understand well. They are relatively simple, but they are important, and I hope that you have read it, reviewed it, carefully looked at the rules that that are derived from them, and that you understand them well. This lesson also contains 21 new vocabulary words. So there's a large amount of vocabulary words with this lesson. I hope that you began memorizing them in the past week. And since, inshallah, probably we'll be still on this lesson next week, so you'll have a chance to, if you didn't complete them all, during this week, then inshallah you'll have a chance next week and as well in the coming week to complete the vocabulary words. Memorizing the vocabulary words is essential for mastering the Arabic language. It is critical that you both understand the grammatical rules and as well you must memorize the vocabulary. Otherwise, no matter how many grammatical rules you understand, if you don't know the meaning of the words that are in a sentence, then you're not going to understand what is being said. This lesson also has 5 exercises. And we're going to try to do some of them today. For homework, you should have already written out the first 3 exercises. Exercise number 1, 2, and 3 on pages 35, 36, and 37. Okay, let's read the English key on page 15. Top of the lesson, it says lesson 6. In this lesson, we learn hadhihi, which is the feminine of hadha. Okay, so remember we had in lesson 1, the first lesson of this book, we had the most important thing in that lesson, the title of the lesson was hadha. Hadha is an ism ishara, demonstrative pronoun. It's used to point to things. Hadha is an ism ishara, demonstrative pronouns used to point to things. Specifically, it's used to point to something which is masculine and which is near. Now today we are taking its feminine counterpart, hadhihi. It's also an ism ishara, demonstrative pronoun, used to point to something. But it's used specifically to point to something which is feminine and near. Both of them are used for things which are singular. So, before we read the rest of the English key, let me just try to give you an overview of the ism ishara. The things that we need to know about the ism ishara. Number 1, the ism ishara is a demonstrative pronoun. That means it's used to point to something. This or that or these or those and so on. So there are a number of considerations with the ism ishara. So far, as of this lesson number 6, we have the consideration of which ism ishara we will use when we are pointing to something masculine. We're going to say hadha. If we're pointing to something feminine, today we learn that we're going to use hadhihi. So the first consideration when you use the ism ishara, you want to know the thing that you're pointing to, is it masculine or feminine? The second thing that you want to consider when you use the ism ishara, are you pointing to something which is near or something which is far? So both of these, hadha and hadhihi, are used for pointing to things which are near. If we're pointing to something far, then we learned in lesson 2, if it is something that is far and it's masculine, we say ذَلِكَ. As far as if it is, we are pointing to something far and it's feminine, then we're going to learn in lesson 7 that we're going to use tilka. Okay, so this is the second consideration. Are we pointing to something near or something far? If it is near, we're going to say hadha or hadhihi, depending on if it's masculine or feminine. If it's far, we're going to say dhalika, which we learned already, or tilka, which we're going to learn very soon. The next consideration that we're going to be concerned about in reference to the ism ishara, and we're not going to have to worry about it now, but we're also going to have to be concerned about the thing we are pointing to. Not only is it masculine or feminine, is it near or far, but we're also going to have to consider, is it singular, dual or plural. For now, we're only going to have the singulars, okay? But in the future, we're going to see that a third consideration is going to be, are we pointing to something that is singular, one book, hadha kitabun, or 2 books, hadhani kitabani, or yani 3 books, and so on. Plural. Okay, this is a consideration that we're going to learn later. So for now, the things that I want you to be looking at when you look at the ism ishara, all of them for now are going to be singular, so we don't have to worry about the number. But what we have to worry about, is it masculine or feminine? Is it near or far? Okay, this is what you have to look at. If it's masculine, we're going to use hadha, and we're going to use dhalika for masculine far. If it's feminine, we're going to use hadhihi for that which is near, and we're going to learn soon in the next lesson that we're going to use tilka for things which are far. Okay, so these are the things that you need to be looking at as we're going through this particular lesson for the ism ishara. Are we pointing to something masculine or feminine? Is it something near or far? As far as the ism ishara for things which are far feminine, we didn't learn it yet, but we're going to take it in the next lesson. For the masculine, we already have. For things near, hadha, and for things far, dhalika. Okay, let's go back to the English key. On page 15, lesson 6, in this lesson we learn, number 1, هذه, which is the feminine of هذا. Both of them are used for things which are singular. Both of them are used for things which are near. But هذا is for masculine, and هذه is for feminine. Okay, this word هذه is pronounced as though there's an alif after the first letter ha. Ha fatta alif. هذه. Okay, it's elongated. The alif is not written, but you must pronounce it, okay, as though it is there. It is pronounced هذه, but the alif is omitted in writing. Okay, and then they give you the example showing the contrast between the ism ishara for things which are masculine and near, and the ism ishara for things which are feminine and near. So we have the word walad, which is masculine, and we have the word bint, which is feminine. هذا ولدٌ. This is a boy. Okay, waladun is masculine, so we have to use the masculine ism ishara, hadha. Wahadihi bintun, and this is a girl. Bint is feminine, so we have to use the feminine ism ishara, hadihi. I hope it's clear. This is a boy, and this is a girl. The word this came in both parts of the sentence, but in the first case, we're pointing to walad, which is masculine, so we have to use hadihi, and in the second case, we're pointing to bint, a girl, which is feminine, so therefore we have to use the feminine ism ishara hadhi. Okay, this is the first point, the use of the ism ishara for things which are near and feminine, hadhihi, hadhihi. The second point of this lesson, also very important, and it has a number of subdivisions, is nouns and adjectives are made feminine by adding ta marbuta at the end. Okay, nouns and adjectives are made feminine by adding A, the letter ta marbuta, to the end. Note that the last letter before this ta marbuta takes a fatha. So for example, if we had the word mudarrisun, a teacher, and we want to make it feminine, we're going to add ta marbuta to the end after the seen. Mudarrisun, we're going to change it to mudarrisatun. But when we add that ta marbuta, the vowel on the seen, the dhamma, is going to be moved to the ta marbuta, and the last letter of mudarris, yani the seen, after you add ta marbuta, is going to take fatha. So this means what? That whenever you add ta marbuta to a word, the letter before ta marbuta, the original last letter of the word, has to take fatha. Yani the vowel before ta marbuta is always going to be fatha. So mudarrisun ends with dhamma, but when you add ta marbuta, now the seen is gonna take a fatha. Mudarrisatun. Mudarrisa. Mudarrisatun. Yani a lady teacher, female teacher. So that's the first point. Nouns and adjectives are made feminine by adding ta marbuta to the end of the word, and that ta marbuta must be preceded by a fatha vowel. The next point under this, nouns and adjectives are made feminine by adding ta marbuta, is that certain nouns have a separate form for feminine. Yani instead of adding ta marbuta to ibnun, there's another word, bintun, which yani is a different word altogether. Even though it's possible to add tarmabuta to ibnun, and it's correct, you can say ibnatun. But in any case, there is a completely separate word that's not made by adding tarmabuta for son, and that is bintun, which means daughter. Likewise, the word akhun, brother, instead of adding ta marbuta to it, you have a completely different word. Okay, and that is ukhtun, sister. Okay, so there are certain nouns in Arabic which you do not add tarmabuta, rather they have a separate word altogether that you have to learn when you learn that word. Okay? Same thing with abun, father. We don't add tarmabuta, but we have a separate word, ummun. Okay, like this. The next sub-point of this, nouns and adjectives are made feminine by adding tarmabuta, is that all nouns in Arabic are either masculine or feminine. All nouns in Arabic are either masculine or feminine. Doesn't matter if it's a human, an animal, an inanimate thing, a tree, a rock, a car. Every noun in Arabic has to come under one of these two categories, either mudhakkar, masculine, or mu'annath, feminine. That being said, feminine nouns and adjectives usually, note the word usually, not always, but usually have the ta marbuta ending. Okay? Feminine nouns and adjectives usually have the ta marbuta ending. So this ta marbuta ending tells you that it's feminine. However, there are certain words which do not have this ending. Certain words which do not have the ta marbuta ending. So students, when learning a new noun, must learn its gender also. That is, if a word is feminine and it doesn't have a ta marbuta ending, then we have to identify that word, that this word is feminine, but it doesn't have the ending that helps us to remember that it's feminine. So you have to memorize it like that. Okay, one helpful rule is that in reference to words that are feminine and that do not end with ta marbuta, one way to remember some of them is the rule that double members of the body, yani members, parts of the body that are in pairs, like two hands, two legs, two eyes, two ears, double members of the body are usually feminine, while single members of the body, like you only have one head, one nose, one mouth, one face, are usually masculine. Okay, so to summarize, the second point, nouns and adjectives are made feminine by adding ta marbuta, which must be preceded by fatha. However, there are certain words which do not have this ending. Yani, certain words that are feminine which do not have the ta marbuta ending. So you have to learn those words as you go along. One rule to help you is that the parts of the body that are in pairs are usually feminine, and the parts of the body that are single are usually masculine. Okay, these are the first two points. Very important points related to femininity. Yani, the ism ishara hadhihi, and that nouns and adjectives are made feminine by adding ta marbuta. That's the general rule. There are some words that they have a separate word for it. It's not made by adding ta marbuta, but the general rule is that you add ta marbuta. Okay, the next point, number 3, on the bottom of page 15, is the preposition li, lam with kasra, li. This is a preposition meaning belonging to or for. For example, hadha li bilalin wa dhalika li hamidin. Hadha li bilalin, this is for Bilal, or this belongs to Bilal. Wa dhalika li hamidin, and that is for Hamid, or that belongs to Hamid. Before we turn to the next page, I just want to say that li is a preposition meaning belonging to or for. That's its meaning. What do we understand then when we say this word is a preposition? It means that it functions in a certain way. So we had prepositions before in lesson 4. Fi, wa ala, wa ila, wa min. We had fi, in, ala, on or upon, ila, to, and min, from. The same rule for those prepositions that we learned in lesson 4 is applicable to li, meaning that the noun that follows it, the object of the preposition, is going to change its case ending to being majrur. And the primary sign for a word when it's majrur is kasra. The primary sign that indicates a word being majrur is the kasra. So just like with fi, the word that follows it, the object of fi, is going to change to becoming majrur with kasra. The same thing with li. It's a preposition. So it means that its object, the noun that follows it, is going to become majrur, and it's going to take kasra. Okay, let's turn the page to page 16. And they give us the example, another example for this preposition li, alhamdu lillahi. The praise belongs to Allah, or the praise is for Allah. All of the praise is for Allah. Note that the word Allahu becomes lillahi, belonging to Allah, by just dropping the aleph. Yani, the aleph in the beginning of the lafz al-jalala, Allah, the aleph is dropped. No lam need be added to this word. Yani, the lam, after you drop the aleph, the lam that's already there, you're just going to make it with kasra. So it became lillahi. Okay, so please pay attention to this particular point, and that is that when you use the preposition li with the word Allah, the aleph is dropped, and the lam that now begins the word is going to be taking kasra. And actually, this is a general rule for the preposition li. Whenever it's attached to a word that begins with aleph lam, the aleph is going to be dropped. The aleph is going to be dropped, and then the lam is attached directly. Since this word begins with lam after the aleph, then there's no need to add an extra lam. You just make the lam, yani maksur kasr. Okay. In addition to this, with the preposition li, sometimes it's connected to the question word, ism istifham men. Men means who, right? Men means who. So, li plus men means whose, or belonging to who. Yani, this belongs to who. So, when you say li men, then we have a new question word. Yani, whose is this? To whom does this belong? Okay, so they gave us the example. Li men hadha, whose is this? Whom does this belong to? And they gave us, لِمَنِ الْكِتَابُ, whose is the book? Okay, notice that men becomes many. Yani, mim fatta noon with sukoon becomes mim fatta noon with kasra when followed by alif lam. Okay, this particular point here is important that you pay attention to it, because this change in the word min is not due to li being a preposition. It's not because li is a preposition, all right? So that now men becomes an umajroor and therefore it takes kasra. No. Men is a word that we say it is indeclinable. Yani, it is fixed. Its ending is fixed. It doesn't change because of its position in the sentence or its function or what word is acting upon it. Okay, it's fixed. Means it's mabniyun. Mabniyun, fixed. Therefore, the vowel doesn't change. Here, the vowel is not changing because of i'rab, but rather the vowel is changing for pronunciation. Okay, it's changing for pronunciation purposes because the word men ends with sukoon and the following word after it, in this particular case, al-kitab, begins with sukoon. So you know in Arabic you can't have two words back-to-back with sukoon. Therefore, they're adding the kasra just in order to make it easy to pronounce and to join the words. Okay? So instead of saying limen al-kitab, we say limen al-kitab. Alright? It's just for pronunciation. Doesn't mean that the vowel became kasra now because it's a majroor, because of the preposition li. No. Men is a word that originally ends with sukoon, and that word men with sukoon is mabaniyun. It doesn't change its ending because of the i'rab, the grammatical function in the sentence. Rather, the kasra here is just for pronunciation. Okay, so let's go on to the next two points, which are basically definition of words. We have number 4 on page 16, English key. Aydan means also. So, for example, you have hadha jamilun, this is beautiful. وَذَٰلِكَ أَيْضًا جَمِيلٌ, and that is also beautiful. This is beautiful, and that is also beautiful. So, أيضًا means also. Let me just note here that the word أيضًا is ending with tanween, and it should, and that tanween should always be pronounced unless the word aydan comes at the end of a sentence or on a pause, in which case then the rules of noon sakin and tanween will come into place, and in that case that alif that's following it reminds us to pronounce it just as a long vowel, ayda. Instead of aydan, the tanween, we'll pronounce it as a long vowel, ayda. That is if we stop on that word, if it's at the end of a sentence. Otherwise, in the middle of a sentence, we should not pronounce it أيضًا. Rather, we pronounce it أيضًا. The tanween is pronounced. Okay? The last point, number 5, جِدًّا, with شَدَّ on the del, جِدًّا, means very. For example, هَذَا كِتَابٌ or هَذَا كَبِيرٌ جِدًّا. هَذَا كَبِيرٌ جِدًّا. This is very big. Yani, it is as though if a person said, yani, pointed to one book and said, هَذَا كَبِيرٌ, this is big. And then they pointed to an extra large book and they said, هَذَا كَبِيرٌ جِدًّا. يعني this one is big and this one is very big. يعني bigger than the others. Okay? So these are the grammatical points and the vocabulary, I mean the grammatical points that they wanted to include in the English key. And after that, on the next page 17, yani this is where we stopped last week, are the vocabulary words. And again, it's a large group of vocabulary words, 21 words. So hopefully you began already memorizing them. If you haven't completed them yet, please be diligent. Work hard and try to memorize every single word in this lesson and in the previous lessons. And you have to review them so that you do not forget them. You must be reviewing these vocabulary words. Otherwise, it's likely that you might forget them. Okay, we're going to read the vocabulary words. Probably we'll go down the right column. Okay, from the right side we'll go down. The first word, and you can read them ahead of me if I pause a little bit. You try to read the words and try to remember their meanings. The first word, al-anfu. Al-anfu means nose or the nose. Next word, going down, al-famu. Al-famu, with no shadda on the meme. It's not al-famu, okay? It's al-famu, means mouth or the mouth. The next word, al-qidru. Al-qidru means a cooking pot, a pot that you cook food in. And this word, though it does not end with tarmabuta, is feminine. Okay, so this is one of those words that is feminine, but it doesn't have a tarmabuta ending to remind us that it's feminine. So you have to memorize. When you use the ism ishara, you can't say hadha qidrun, because qidrun is feminine. So you have to say what? Hadhihi qidrun. This is a cooking pot. Okay. The next word going down, al-udhunu. Al-udhunu means ear, or the ear that you hear with. And again, this is one of those words that is feminine, though it doesn't have ta marbuta ending. The thing with this word, though, that can help you is that if you remember the rule, the special rule, that the parts of the body which are in pairs, since you have two ears, then the parts of the body that are in pairs are feminine, generally speaking. Okay, so this will help us to remember that udhun, al-udhunu, even though it doesn't end with tarmabuta, is feminine because it's a part of the body that is double. The next word, al-aynu, al-aynu. Al-aynu means eye or the eye. And again, we have two eyes, and therefore this is to help us to remember that the word al-aynu is feminine. By the way, the word al-ayn has other meanings as well. It also means, as we learned, I think in lesson 3 when we were doing the huruf shamsi and qamariya, that was one of the words that was given, al-ayn. And al-ayn also means a spring of water, yani flowing spring of water. And al-ayn also means a spy who spies on other people. The next word, al-yadu, al-yadu, hand or the hand. And this word, again, is from amongst the members of the body that are double. Therefore, it is feminine, even though it doesn't end with tarmabuta. The next word, ar-rijlu. Ar-rijlu, with shadda on the ra, because ra is a sun letter, so that means we have to double it. Instead of the lam being pronounced, the ra is pronounced double. Instead of saying al-rijlu, we say ar-rijlu. Means leg, or the leg. And it is a part of the body that is double, therefore it's feminine. The next word going down is sari'un. Sari'un. Which means fast. Yani something that is fast, quick, moving fast. The next word, and if the thing that you were describing with being fast is feminine, then we're going to make it feminine by what? By adding ta marbuta to the end of the word. So instead of sari'un, we were saying the car is fast, we wouldn't say as-sayaratu sari'un, because sayara is feminine. So we have to make the word that is describing it, or the cover in this sentence, we have to make it feminine. So we would say sari'atun. When we add tarmabuta, remember, the ayn, the last letter, is going to take fatha. Sari'atun. The next word, an-nafidhatu. An-nafidhatu means window or the window. And again, this word, since noon is a sun letter, and we're going to pronounce the noon doubled. Instead of al-nafidha, we're going to say an-nafidhatu, meaning the window. The next word is الشرقو. الشرقو means the east or east. يعني the place of sunrise. The place where the sun rises. Okay, we're going to come back to this word when we get to the next end of the next column. Okay, let's go to the next column now. At the top of the column, left-hand column, we have the first word on the top, المكواتو, with a long vowel, المكواتو, which means iron, or the iron, yani the iron that you iron your clothes with. المكواتو. The next word, البقرتو. البقرتو, meaning cow, or the cow. Yani the second surah of the Quran is entitled Suratul Baqarah, yani the cow. In other words that we had similar to this of animals, remember we had the horse, right, which is what? Al-Hisan. And we had the donkey, Al-Himar. And we also had what? The dog, Al-Kalbu. And we had the cat, Al-Qittu. And we had the chicken, or hen, Al-Dajajatu. And we had the rooster, Al-Diku. We had those in previous lessons. The next word after Al-Baqarah, third word in the left-hand column going down, Ad-Darrajatu. This word, Ad-Darrajatu, means a bicycle or the bicycle. Note that the first letter of this word, Dal, is a sun letter. So it has to be doubled. So we say Ad-Darrajatu. And the second letter, Ra, it in its original composition has a shadda. So there are two shaddas here. The Dal has shadda and the Ra has shadda followed by Fatah and Aleph. Ad-Darrajatu means the bicycle. And this is a feminine word, obviously, ending with Ta Marbuta, like As-Sayyaratu. The next word, Al-Mil'aqatu. Al-Mil'aqatu. Al-Mil'aqatu, yani means spoon, or the spoon. The next word, Al-Fallahu. Al-Fallahu. Fallahu means farmer or the farmer. Note here that the second letter, the lamb, has shadda. Its vowel is fatta, elongated by aleph. So there's a shadda on the lamb and then a long vowel. Al-fallahu, the farmer. Next word, al-ummu, with shadda on the meme. Al-ummu means mother or the mother. Next word, al-abu. Al-abu means father or the father. The next word, الثلاجة. Yani the first letter of this word, tha, is a sun letter, so it has to be doubled. Okay? الثلاجة. Likewise, the lamb in this word has a shadda. Its vowel is fatta, elongated by aleph. So there are two shaddas, and there's also a long vowel here. الثلاجة. الثلاجة means the fridge or refrigerator, the refrigerator that you put food in the kitchen. The next word, الشاي. الشاي, yani means tea that you drink, like people drink tea and people drink القهوة. The next word, المغرب. المغرب means the west. المغرب means the west. And we're going to come back to this word. And the last word, Al-Kahwatu. Al-Kahwatu. Notice that Al-Kahwatu ends with Ta-Marbuta. That means it's feminine. Whereas Ash-Shayu doesn't have Ta-Marbuta, it's masculine. So tea is masculine, coffee is feminine. That's just the way the Arabs have classified these words. Whatever words they made masculine, we take them to be masculine. Whatever words they made feminine, we take them to be feminine. Okay, I wanted to come back to the word al-maghribu next to the last word in the left column, and al-sharqu, the last word in the right column. So what I want to say here is that there's another word for al-maghrib, the west, and that is gharb. Gharb, yani ghain ra ba, and it is more closely associated with the word that's in the right-hand column on the bottom, sharq. Okay, so generally speaking, you'll say al-sharqu, and you say al-gharbu, yani the east and the west. Otherwise, the word that is similar to al-maghribu, that means east, is al-mashriqu. Al-mashriqu. So you say al-mashriqu, and you say al-maghribu, the east and the west, or you can say al-sharqu and al-gharbu, the east and the west. Okay, so they gave us sharq and maghrib, and I'm saying that, yani, with sharq, normally you would compare it with gharb. And al-maghrib, normally you would compare it with al-mashriqu. But in any case, yani, it's all good, and you can use it either way. Now, okay, so this is the end of the vocabulary, page 17. And after this, yani, we'll go to the Arabic text. Okay, so the Arabic text is on page 33, 34, and 35. 33, 34, and 35. Please turn to the Arabic text on page 33, beginning on page 33. Okay, keeping in mind in this lesson, what do we want to pay attention to? Primarily, we want to pay attention to the feminine ism ishara for things which are near. Hadhihi, the counterpart of hadha. We want to pay attention to this. The next thing we want to pay attention to is that nouns and adjectives are made feminine by ta marbuta. So we want to look for words that end with ta marbuta. The other thing that we want to pay attention to is that not all nouns or adjectives that are feminine end with tarmabutu, so we're going to look for those words that we said. There are some words that don't have tarmabutu, but they're feminine, and we're going to pay attention especially to the parts of the body that are double, that are feminine, even though they don't have tarmabutu. Then we want to look for the preposition li, and we want to see if it's followed by a word with alif lam, how the alif is going to be omitted. And we also want to look for the words aydan, which means also, and jiddan, which means very. Okay, these are the things we want to look for as we're reading through this Arabic text, so that we can remember the things that we learned, that we're supposed to learn for this lesson, the vocabulary, the grammatical rules, and any other things that we had previously that we will see in this particular lesson. So we want to read it to improve our reading. Therefore, you should have read it like several times, at least once, but better that you read it two or three times to improve your reading skills. Your ability to recognize what you see and to pronounce it correctly. To recognize what you see and to pronounce it correctly. Then you also want to read it for comprehension, to make sure you understand what you're reading. And you want to also pay attention to the new rules that are contained in this lesson, and to pay attention to the rules that we learned previously that you might see also in this lesson. So reading the Arabic text at the beginning of the lesson is very, very important. It's extremely beneficial. The more you read it, the better. And I've also suggested that you please write out these Arabic texts at the beginning of the lesson. I know some of them are a little bit lengthy, but normally you have, like, in your homework schedule, at least you have like one day just to read and write out the Arabic text. So please, yani, try to get in the habit of writing it out. This practice of writing is going to help you in the long run when you have to write things out. You're not going to take an hour to write one page, because, and if you don't get used to writing, it's going to be difficult for you to copy anything that you have to copy in the future as you advance in Arabic. Okay, we're on page 33. At the top of the page, it says ad-darsu as-sadisu. Ad-darsu as-sadisu. And again, these numbers, these ordinal numbers, tartibi, at the beginning of the lessons, the titles of the lessons, you have to learn them. Al-awwal, wa-thani, al-thalith, al-rabi, al-khamisu, al-sadisu. You have to please learn these ordinal numbers. This lesson is entitled Hadhihi. Hadhihi. And that's because what we want to focus on now is learning how to use the ism ishara for things which are near and feminine, as opposed to the ism ishara for things which are near and masculine. Hadha. Okay, let's read. I'm going to pause a little bit to give you a chance to read ahead of me. And please practice reading as much as possible. Okay. هذا ابن حامد. يعني هذا should be joined to ابن. Okay? Because the first letter of ibn originally is ba with sukun. They added hamzatul wasl with kasra. But when something is before, you're not going to pronounce that kasra. Rather, the hamzatul wasl is just there to what? Wasl, to connect whatever is before to whatever is after it. So we're going to say, Hadha ibnu. Hadha ibnu, we're going to pronounce هذا ابن حامد. This is, please translate ahead of me, this is the son of Hamid. وهذه بنت ياسر. And this is the bint, the daughter of Yasir. Note that Ibn Hamidin is idafa construction. So that's why Hamidin is taking kasratain. And bintu Yasirin is an idafa construction. And that's why Yasirin is taking kasratain. Remember, the second part of the idafa construction, the mudaf ilay, is always majroor. And the primary sign that it's majroor is kasr. The next line, second line. ابن حامد جالس وبنت ياسر واقفة. Again, ابن حامد, the son of Hamid, is جالس, يعني sitting, from جلس to sit. وبنت ياسر, and the daughter of ياسر, is واقفة, standing, from وقفة, to stop or to stand. Now, the word waqifun we had previously in its masculine form, waqifun. So we just changed waqifun, we added tarmabutu to the end after the fa, and the tarmabutu must always be preceded by fatha, so it becomes waqifatun, waqifun, waqifatun. And the same thing, if we wanted to say she was jalisun, we would say jalisatun, add tarmabutu preceded by fatha. Jalisun becomes Jalisatun. Okay, so this is the son of Hamid, and this feminine, hadihi, is the daughter of Yasir. The son of Hamid is Jalisun, sitting, and the son and the daughter of Yasir, daughter of Yasir, is Waqifatun, standing. Okay, let's go down to the second paragraph, third line. من هذه, من هذه. From this question we know that we are asking who is this, but we know that we are asking about a feminine, a female, because هذه is ism ishara, used to point to that which is feminine. من is a question asking about people, right? As opposed to when we are asking about things, we use which word instead of men? We use ma. ما هذه, what is this? But here we have من هذه, who is this? Answer, هذه أخت المهندس. هذه أخت المهندس. This is the daughter of the engineer. This is the daughter of the engineer. Again, أخت المهندس is an idafa construction, and that's why المهندس, يعني the مضاف إليه, has كسرة. It's مجرور with كسرة. Next line, question. أهي أيضا مهندسة؟ Is she also an engineer? Again, what I want to note here is, we're using the pronoun, ضمير, here, referring back to who? أخت, أخت المهندس. This is the sister of the مهندس. And then the question is she here? يعني the أخت, the sister of the مهندس, is she أيضا also an engineer? But here we see that since the engineer here is describing the sister, and that's feminine, so we have to change مهندسون to مهندساتون, adding تاء مربوطة preceded by فتحة. أهي أيضا مهندساتون؟ لا, هي طبيبتون. لا, هي طبيبتون. No, pause, she is a female doctor. So the word for doctor we had before, طبيبٌ, طبيبٌ, ending with ba, but if we want to make it feminine, we add tarmabuta, that's going to be preceded by fatha. So it became طبيبٌ, طبيبتٌ, female doctor. The next paragraph. سيارة من هذه. The car of who is this? Yani, whose car is this? سيارة من, this is an idafa construction. The car of who? Whose car is this? But سيارة is feminine, so we have to use the اسم إشارة for things which are feminine. هذه. Answer, هذه سيارة المدير. هذه سيارة المدير. This is the car of the principal or the principal's car. Again, هذه is a اسم إشارة. Here it's pointing to the car, and the car is feminine. The car is feminine. يعني the owner of the car, the مدير is masculine, but the car itself is feminine. Therefore, we have to use the اسم إشارة هذه. هذه سيارة المدير. The last paragraph on this page, question, ما هذه is pointing to the iron that you iron your clothes with. ما هذه, what is this? Answer, هذه مكواتن. هذه مكواتن. This is a new word that we had in this lesson, مكواتن, that is an iron, iron that you iron your clothes with. And since مكواتن is feminine, clearly from the تاء مربوطة ending, then we have to use the اسم إشارة for things which are feminine, that is هذه. Okay, let's go to the next page, continuing with this Arabic text. On page 34, at the top of the page, it says, لمن, لمن هذه, يعني لي plus من means whose. Whose is this? And from this, we know, يعني, that we're asking about something that's feminine, because we're using the اسم إشارة, يعني, for مؤنث, هذه. لمن هذه, to whom does this belong? Whose is this? The answer, هذه لخالد. هذه لخالد. This is for خالد, or this belongs to خالد. Notice the use of the preposition لي. It's a preposition, and the noun that follows it, the object of the preposition, we say it is اسم مجرور. It's going to be a noun that's مجرور, يعني in the genitive case. And the primary sign for a word that's genitive is كسرة. Okay, going down. Question. الدراجة أنس هذه. دراجة. دراجة means what? Bicycle. Is this the bicycle of Anas? يعني دراجة أنس. This is an awful construction. The bicycle of Anas. هذه. هذه is referring back to دراجة, feminine word. Is this the bicycle of Anas? Answer. لا. هذه دراجة عمار. No, this is the bicycle of عمار. هذه جديدة. This is new. يعني we had the word جديد before. Now we want to make it feminine, so we add تاء مربوطة preceded by فتحة. جديدة. هذه جديدة. This one is new. Next line. ودراجة أنس قديمة. And the bicycle of Anas is old. Again, we had قديمٌ before. We made it feminine by adding تاء مربوطة preceded by فتحة. قديمةٌ. قديمٌ. قديمةٌ. Going down. Opposite the picture of the watch. هذه ساعة عليٍ. This is the watch of Ali. Or Ali's watch. Here, جميلةٌ جدًا. Or جدًا. Here, جميلة جدا. This is the watch of Ali. Here, meaning the watch. Watch is feminine, so we have to use a feminine pronoun. Here, جميلة جدا. It is very beautiful. Again, we had the word جميل before. We make it feminine by adding تاء مربوطة. And it must be preceded, the تاء مربوطة must be preceded by فتحة. So جميل became جميلة. Next line. هذه ملعقة وهذه قدر. الملعقة في القدر. هذه ملعقة. This is a ملعقة. ملعقة is what? This is a new word. A spoon. وهذه قدر. And this is a cooking pot. Again, قدر is one of those words that is feminine, though it doesn't have tarmabuti. You have to memorize that it is feminine. Al-mil'aqatu, the spoon, is fi al-qidri. It is in the cooking pot. Next line. Again, mil'aqatun is clearly feminine. It has tarmabuta. Qidrun doesn't have tarmabuta.
So you have to memorize that it's feminine. Next line. هذه بقرة الفلاح. هذه بقرة الفلاح. With shadda on the lamb, followed by fatta elongated by alif. This is the baqara, the cow of the fallah, the farmer. This is the farmer's cow. Next line. هذا أنف وهذا فم. This is a nose and this is a mouth. Okay, أنف and فم are both masculine. They don't have termabuta, but any parts of the body, remember, if they are double, they will be feminine, even without termabuta. So these are single, so we know that they are masculine. They are not feminine. Turn to page 35. هذه أذن وهذه عين. This is an ear that you listen with. And this is an eye that you see with. Remember, these are words that are in pairs, double parts of the body, two ears, two eyes. Therefore, even though they don't have termabuta, they are feminine. So you have to use the ism ishara, هذه أذن وهذه عين, as opposed to هذا أنف وهذا يعني فم, for masculine parts of the body. The last line of this Arabic text, وهذه يد وهذه رجل, and this is a hand and this is a leg. Okay, here again, we have two hands, we have two legs, and therefore we know that these are parts of the body that are in pairs, that are double, and therefore they are feminine. Okay, this is the end of the dialogue. I hope, inshallah, that nobody has any difficulty in reading this. The words that came in this dialogue that are new are primarily words that we made feminine. A lot of those words we already had before, like muhandis and tabib, and yani waqifa, yani we had waqifun. Yani a lot of these words we had before, but now we had qadim, we had jadid, we're just making them feminine. Okay, so there are new words in this lesson for sure, but a lot of the words we had previously, except that in this lesson we saw them in their feminine form by adding ta marbuta. Okay, let's do the exercise number one on page 35. Exercise number one on page 35. At the bottom half of the page, under the picture of the hand, we see the word tamarinu. Yani it should have a single dhamma on this word. In my book, there's no vowel there, but it should be a dhamma, and it should be a single dhamma, because even though this word doesn't have alif lam, it doesn't take tanween. It's mamnu min as-sarf. Yani it's a pattern of broken plurals that do not take tanween. Tamarin. With single dhamma, tamarinu. Okay, the first exercise, number one, says iqra waqtub. Iqra, yani the hamza on the end of the word has sukoon, and waqtub, the ba on the end of the word also has sukoon. These are words that we've been having for a long time, we should know them well now. Iqra waqtub. Iqra is from qara'a, to read, and waqtub is from kataba, to write. Iqra, read. Waqtub, write. Read and write. So this exercise requires us not only to read it, but it also requires us to write it. And I'm suggesting that all of our exercises we should write, even if it doesn't say write them out, for practicing your writing skills. Yani your penmanship and your ability to write without yani looking back at every letter. First exercise, page 35, read and write. First sentence. Please read with me, ahead of me, and also translate ahead of me. Alright? هذا مسجد وهذه مدرسة. This is a masjid and this is a school. Notice that masjid is masculine, so we use هذا, and مدرسة is feminine, so we use هذه. Going across, number two. من هذه? Who is this? From the use of the ism ishara hadhihi, we know that we're asking about a female, because hadhihi is used for things that are feminine. Men hadhihi, and men is used to ask about people. If we're asking about a thing, we won't say men, we will say ma hadhihi. Men hadhihi, who is this? Answer, hadhihi ukhtu Abbasin. This is the sister of Abbas. This is the sister of Abbas in Mudaf, Mudafun Ilayhi. Number three. هذا ديك وهذه دجاجة. Yani meaning, this is a deek, right? What is a deek? A rooster. وَهَذِهِ دَجَاجَةٌ And this is a hen or chicken. So deek we know is masculine. Why? Because the ism ishara that's used to point to it is هَذَا. And دَجَاجَةٌ is feminine since we are using the ism ishara هَذِهِ. And as well because it ends with ta marbuta. But if we didn't know, for example, the word deek, is it masculine or feminine? We will assume that it's masculine because it doesn't end with tarmabuta, but we are, you know, that assumption is affirmed when we see the ism ishara that is masculine being used with it, then we know for sure that it's masculine. Going across, number four. هذا ابن المديري يعني هذا ابن المديري should be read هذا ابن المديري وهذه بنت المدرسي. هَذَا This is Ibn al-Mudiri, the son of the principal. وَهَذِهِ And this is Bintu al-Mudarrisi, the daughter of the teacher. Again, هَذَا is used for Ibn, masculine, and هَذِي is used for Bint, daughter, feminine. Number five. هَذِهِ أُمُّ يَاسِرٍ This is feminine, right? هَذِهِ This is Ummu, the mother of Yasir. Number six, going across. Aina kidru al-lahmi. Aina kidru al-lahmi. Where is the cooking pot of the pot of the meat? Where is the pot of meat? Answer. Hiya fi thallajati. It is in the refrigerator. Notice the pronoun here is used here. Is it referring back to qidru or lahm? It's referring back to qidru. And here is the feminine pronoun. Therefore, if we didn't know that qidru was feminine, since it doesn't have tarmabuta, an indication of that is that the pronoun that's referring back to it is feminine. Aina qidru lahmi? Here fi thallajati. Number seven. هذا باب وهذه نافذة meaning this is باب a door وهذه نافذة and this is a نافذة a window notice that باب is masculine so we use اسم إشارة هذا and نافذة is obviously feminine with ending with ثرمبوتة so we use the اسم إشارة that is feminine. Okay, this is a reading and a writing exercise. It contains هذا and هذه, the contrast between the اسم إشارة for things which are near, but contrasting between that which is masculine with هذا and that which is feminine with هذه. And also, note here that some of these words are words that are feminine without ثرمبوتة. We have to memorize those words. Unless they are double parts of the body, then we can use the rule. The double parts of the body are generally feminine. Okay, let's turn to page 36, second exercise. This is a long exercise. It's a little scrambled up, but let's try to read them going across. Okay, we're going to try to read them going across. And it will be hard to read them going down because they're kind of like mixed up. And it's also a little difficult to read them going across because they're not evenly set in yani lines. But in any case, I'm going to tell you the picture, and I want you to tell me yani the word that's used for it. Okay, now we have two questions here. For this tamarino at the top of page 36, it says exercise number two, ma hadha wa ma hadhihi. So if I'm pointing to something that's masculine, I'm going to say ma hadha. And if I'm pointing to something feminine, I'm going to say ma hadhihi. But so that I don't give it away, we're going to assume that I'm asking about each one of them the same question. What is this? Okay? So I'm going to tell you, I'm pointing now to the pen, and you have to tell me the question, is it ma hadha or ma hadhihi? And then you have to tell me the answer to that question, hadha or hadhihi, the name of the word, okay? Alright, so I want you to give me the question and I want you to give me the answer. Okay, the first word going across from the top row is the picture of a pen. Okay, so what should the question be? Ma hadha or ma hadhihi? Okay, it should be ma hadha, and the answer should be hadha qalamun. A pen is qalamun. Going across, the word mil'aka. What is this? What should the question be? Ma hadha or ma hadhihi? It should be ma hadhihi. Should be ma hadhihi, because the spoon is feminine. So it should be ma hadhihi. And the answer should be hadhihi mil'aqatun. Mil'aqatun. Going across to the picture of a book. Picture of a book. The question should be what? Ma hadha wa ma hadhihi? Ma hadha. And the answer should be hadha kitabun. I hope you've already written out the answers to this so that we shouldn't be taking a long time to go through this exercise. The last word going across is a picture of a shirt. And the question should be ma hadha wa ma hadhihi? Ma hadha. And the answer should be hadha qamisun. Hadha qamisun. Going down to the next line. From the right side, the picture is a house. The question should be ma hadha, because house is masculine. The answer should be hadha baytun. Going across, the picture of a watch. The question should be ma hadhihi, feminine. Watch is feminine. The answer should be hadhihi sa'atun. Sa'atun. Hadhihi sa'atun. This is a watch. Going across to the picture of a car, an automobile. The question should be ma hadhihi, because automobile is feminine. The answer should be hadhihi sayyaratun, with shadda on the seen. Shadda on the ya, I mean. Seen is a sun letter, but we don't have alif lam here. So it should be hadhihi sayyaratun. The next word is the picture of a door. The question should be ma hadha, because door is masculine. The answer should be hadha babun, from lesson one. Going down to, we're still in close to that line. We have the picture of a person standing. We're looking at his legs. Okay, the legs. So the question should be ma hadhihi. Legs are in pairs. So that means it's feminine. Ma hadhihi. Hadhihi. Yani this is a leg. Hadhihi. Rijlun. Rijlun. Going across, next to it is the picture of a bicycle. Okay, the question should be ma hadhihi. Because bicycle is feminine. The answer should be hadhihi darrajatun. With shadda on the ra. Darrajatun. This is a bicycle. Okay, now we're going to go down to the next slide. We're going to start with the picture of a mouth. A mouth. The question should be ma hadha. Masculine, because mouth, you only have one of them. Some people have a lot of mouth, but they only have one mouth. Right? So it should be masculine. Ma hadha. The answer should be hadha famun. Famun. The next is the picture of a cooking pot. The question should be ma hadha. Wrong. Qidra doesn't have tarmabuta, but don't be fooled by that. Remember, this is a word you have to memorize. Qidrun is feminine. So we don't say mahadha. That, if you wrote mahadha, that is a mistake. Should be mahadhihi. Mahadhihi. What is this? The answer, hadhihi qidrun. Going across, we have the picture of a hand. Okay, the question should be ma hadhihi, because there are two hands, so they are feminine. Ma hadhihi. The answer should be hadhihi. This is a hand. Hadhihi yadun. Now we have a picture that perhaps, yani we might intend two things here. An eye and a nose. Because we have an eye and a nose in this picture. Okay, so I'm going to ask first about the eye. The question should be ma
هذه. We have two eyes. It's feminine. ما هذه؟ هذه عين. About the nose, the question should be ما هذا؟ What is this? يعني أنف, we only have one, so it's masculine. The answer should be هذا أنف. Okay, then we also have on that line, right underneath hand, I'll put in with that line, the iron that you iron your clothes with. The question should be ما هذه. Iron is feminine. ما هذه. The answer should be هذه مكوات. Okay, going down to the last line from the right side, we have the picture of a refrigerator. The question should be ما هذه. يعني refrigerator is feminine. ما هذه. The answer, هذه ثلاجة. With شد on the lamb and فتح elongated. ثلاجة. This is a refrigerator. Going across the picture of a key, the question should be ما هذا. Key is masculine. The answer, هذا مفتاح. From lesson 1. هذا مفتاح. This is a key. Underneath it is a picture of a masjid. The question should be ما هذا. What is this? The answer should be هذا مسجد. هذا مسجد. This is a masjid. Going across, above, we have a picture of a chair, and underneath it a star. So let's start with the chair. The question should be ما هذا. What is this? Chair is masculine. The answer should be هذا. From the first lesson, هذا كرسي. With شد on the يا at the end. شد on the يا. كرسي. This is a chair. Underneath it a star. The question should be ما هذا. What is this? Because star is masculine. The answer should be هذا نجم. هذا نجم. Okay, this is a pretty long exercise. Very involved. It's really important that we benefit from it, from the vocabulary that we are memorizing, and also recognizing which words are masculine and feminine, especially those words that don't have the ta mabuta ending, but they are nonetheless feminine, like the parts of the body that are in pairs, rijlun and yedun and aynun, and as well, yani the word qidrun, which doesn't have ta mabuta, but it is feminine. Okay, so this is a very important exercise, especially for vocabulary, and especially for distinguishing between the use of the ism ishara, ishara for things which are masculine, hadha, and things which are feminine, hadhihi. And remember, hadha and hadhihi are used for things which are near. We're not so much concerned about the numbers now, masculine, I mean singular, dual, or plural. We'll deal with that in the future. But for now, you have to remember that both of these are used for things which are near, hadha for masculine, hadhihi for feminine, and also that they are also yani only used for things which are singular, but we're not too concerned about that at this particular point. Okay, so they are used ism ishara for things which are near and things which are singular, but yani hadha for masculine and hadhi for feminine. Okay, let's go on to the next exercise, which is also somewhat lengthy exercise. Perhaps we can complete it and we'll stop with this exercise on page 37. Hopefully you did it for homework. Exercise number 3, it says اقرأ المثال, يعني with فتح, وكون with سكون on the noon, جملا على غراره, على غراره. The meaning, اقرأ, read, المثال, the example, وكون, compose, جملا, sentences. جملا is the plural of جملة. على غراره, compose sentences on the same, on its pattern, on the same pattern. Okay? So let's read the example first. Muhammadun talibun. This is the first one. The first one is given to you. It's an example. Muhammadun talibun. Muhammad is a male student. Aminatu talibatun. And Amina is a female student. Okay, so what's the pattern here? They give you a word that's masculine. A sentence that has a masculine mubtada and a masculine khabar, and then across from it, they're going to give you a feminine mubtada. So you have to make a feminine khabar.
But the khabar is going to be the same from the masculine sentence, except you're going to change it from talibun to talibatun. Okay, you're going to use the same khabar, but you're going to have to change it to feminine. So in the first case, you said Muhammad is a student, and then you said Amina is a student. But except the student for Muhammad is going to be masculine word, and student for Amina is going to be a feminine word. Okay, so you're going to follow that same pattern. They're going to give you a mubtada that's masculine, and its khabar is going to be masculine. Then they're going to give you a mubtada that's feminine, and you have to fill in the khabar, in it, the feminine form of that khabar. Okay, so in any case, this was for homework, so inshallah everybody has already done this. Okay, so let's read the second sentence. Says, and you should read ahead of me, and also translate ahead of me if I pause. Hamidun tabibun. Meaning, Hamid is a tabib, a doctor. Going across, Fatimatu, with a single vowel, feminine proper nouns, don't take tanween. Fatimatu, we want to say Fatima is a doctor, but a female doctor. Fatimatu, tabibatun. We're going to change tabibun to tabibatun. So Fatimatu, tabibatun. Fatima is a female doctor. Number three. Huwa muslimun. He is a Muslim. Now they replaced huwa with hiya. And we want to say the same thing. He is a Muslim. We want to say she is a Muslim. But we have to change the word Muslim, the masculine form, to the feminine form. So we're going to change muslimun to what? Muslimatun. Muslimatun. Huwa muslimun. Hiya muslimatun. She is a female Muslim. Number four. Al-babu mughlaqun. Mughlaqun. The door is mughlaq. Meaning what? It is closed or locked. Going across, we're going to replace bab with, because there's no feminine form of bab, so we have to use a feminine word. An-nafidhatu. An-nafidhatu. With shadda on the noon. The window is, we want to say it is closed. So we're going to change mughlaqun to what? Mughlaqatun. Add tarmabuta preceded by fatta. Mughlaqun becomes mughlaqatun. So an-nafidhatu mughlaqatun. The window is closed or locked. Number five. Al-mindilu wasikhun. The handkerchief is wasikhun. It is dirty. Okay, so we're gonna use, there's no feminine form of mindil, so we're gonna use a feminine word. Al-yadu. The hand is, yani what is wasikhatu, wasikhun? It is dirty. The handkerchief is dirty. So now we want to say the hand is dirty. The hand is dirty. So we're gonna say al-yadu. What? Wasikhatun. Remember yad, there are two, so it's feminine. So we're gonna change wasikhun. Wasikhatun. Al-yadu wasikhatun. The hand is dirty. Number six. Ash-shayu harrun. With shadda on the ra. Harrun. The tea is hot. Okay, tea is masculine. So we're going to use a feminine word. Al-kahwatu. Coffee. The kahwa. The coffee is hot. Al-kahwatu harratun. Harrun became harratun. The coffee is hot. Number seven. Al-masjidu ba'idun. The masjid is ba'idun, far. Now we're going to, instead of masjid, masjid is masculine all the time. There's no feminine masjid. So we're going to use a feminine word. Al-madrasatu. The masjid is far. The school is far. Al-madrasatu. What? Ba'idatun. Change ba'idun to ba'idatun. Al-madrasatu ba'idatun. The school is far. Number eight. At-talibu maridun. Meaning, the student is ill, sick. Now we're going to change it to feminine. At-talibu became at-talibatu. The female student is sick. We're going to change maridun to marivatun. Marivatun. At-talibatu marivatun. The female student is sick. Number nine. Al-hisanu sari'un. Al-hisanu, meaning the horse, is sari'un. This is a new word, is fast. Now we're going to change, instead of changing hisanun, we're going to change it to a feminine word, as-sayyaratu, which shed on the scene because it's a sandara, and shed on the ya, that's originally part of the word. As-sayyaratu, sari'atun, sari'un, sari'atun. The car is fast. Number 10, al-qamaru, jameelun, meaning the moon is beautiful. Going across, we're going to use a feminine word. Ash-shamsu jamilatun. The sun is beautiful. Notice here that sun is one of those words, like qidr, that doesn't have karmabuta, but it's feminine. So you have to memorize that this word, ash-shams, is feminine. Al-qamar is masculine, ash-shams is feminine. So al-qamar, al-qamaru jamilun, ash-shamsu jamilatun. The last one, number 11, al-abu jalisun, the father is jalisun, sitting. Al-ummu, al-ummu, the dhamma on al-umm should be on the hamza, not on the lam, should be sukoon on the lam. Al-ummu jalisatun, jalisun became jalisatun, jalisatun. Yani the mother is sitting. Okay, this exercise is yani primarily designed to make us yani learn or practice changing masculine nouns or adjectives to feminine by adding ta marbuta. And also in this exercise we see that there are some words which are feminine but which do not have a feminine ending, such as al-yad, double part of the body, and ash-shams, which has no rule to cover it. You just have to memorize it. Okay, this is what you had for homework. We're going to stop here. We have two more exercises, we only have a couple of minutes remaining, so I don't want to rush through them. And we didn't have them for homework. I didn't think we could have completed them anyway. That's why I didn't give them for homework. But for homework this week, inshallah, please complete this lesson. Exercise number 4 on page 37 and exercise number 5 on page 38. And also reviewing, memorizing and writing out the new vocabulary words, al-kalimatu, al-jadidatu. And here in the Arabic section, there's only 18 words, so that means there are a couple of words that are missing that were in the English vocabulary. I think what's missing is al-sharqu and al-maghribu. That's what I can remember, al-sharq and al-maghrib. Oh, and al-ab, yani and al-ab, yes. Al-umm and al-ab. Al-umm is here, al-ab is not here. That was in the English vocabulary. Al-mashriqu was in the English vocabulary. I mean, al-sharqu was in the English vocabulary. And al-maghribu. Al-sharqu and al-maghribu. Okay, so these three words were left out. So there are 18 words here in the Arabic vocabulary box here. Three more should be added to al-abu, the father, al-sharqu, the east, and al-maghribu, the west. So please pay attention to this for homework. And you do exercises number 4 and 5. And please study the vocabulary carefully. Okay, also for homework next week, we're going to be going on to lesson number 6. Lesson number 7. So for homework next week, inshallah, please go on to lesson number 7. It's a very short lesson. There's only one grammatical point, that is tilka. It's not going to take us long to explain that. We already talked about it. There are 6 vocabulary words. Please memorize them with the whatever remains from this week's words. The Arabic text on page 39 and 40 is just a page and a half. The exercises, there are only 2 exercises on the bottom of page 41, bottom of page 40 and the top of page 41. There are only 2 exercises, and then there's a vocabulary box, and then there's a grammatical box that has the comparison between hadha and hadhihi, and dhalika and tilka. In this lesson, we're going to take tilka. So please, it's a very short lesson, just 2 exercises, just 6 vocabulary words, and page and a half Arabic text. The English key is, there's nothing there except dhalika, so there's not much there. It shouldn't take us, much time to go through it. So we'll complete what's remaining from today's lesson
That is exercises number 4 and 5 from lesson 6. And next week, inshallah, hopefully, we will be able to complete the whole of lesson 7. So for homework, you have to complete the 2 exercises that remain from lesson 6. And also go through the English key, which is very brief. The Arabic text, which is not long. And only 2 exercises for homework for the whole of next week. So please come prepared to complete lesson 6 and also lesson 7 next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant ease to all of us in whatever we're dealing with of difficulties and hardships, especially during this coronavirus pandemic and other things that it caused in terms of unemployment and people out of work and other types of difficulties. Maybe somebody has been afflicted with sickness or death. May Allah grant us all ease, and may Allah help us, yani, to strive to be patient with whatever He has decreed for us. And if possible, yani, to take it to another level, not just patience, but actually to be pleased with what Allah has decreed, to be thankful to Allah for what has decreed, knowing that whatever calamity befalls us, yani, it's by the decree of Allah. And for the believer, it only brings about good. It's expiation of sins, multiplication of good deeds, and elevation of our station with Allah in this world and the next. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.